Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an Hakim, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. This is a very great verse of the Qur'an. This is a very big reminder. This is reassurance to human beings that Allah Ta'ala is giving, Allah the Creator, that, oh my creation, understand my rahmah, my mercy, recognize my mercy. Why do you despair? Why do you despair? If you are ill, even then call out to my rahmah. If you have difficulties, then call out to my rahmah. In whichever situation you are, whatever confronts you in your life, you have no need to despair. Do not fear. Do not worry. Come to my rahmah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. In the hadith it is stated, because Allah says here, despair not of Allah's mercy. In the hadith it is stated that Allah Ta'ala's mercy has many, many levels. From which just one rahmah, one of the mercies from the levels Allah Ta'ala has given here in this world, from the 100 levels of Allah's rahmah, only one of them has been distributed to the world. The rest haven't yet. And just one of them, we can see the scene. If that one rahmah was not here in the world, one level of mercy, then what would be our hal today? Allah knows better. So that one rahmah of Allah, due to that one mercy of Allah, all of humanity, people in the world are connected to each other. The mother would never bring up her child if she didn't have mercy in her heart. If Allah didn't instill that mercy in her heart, no relative would love another relative. No man would love another person. No relationships would there be in the world. No friendships, no associations, no nearness to others, each other. Totally, there'd be no relationships, no bonds, no friendship. This whole universe world is connected. The bonds of love and affection is due to the effect of Allah's one mercy, level of mercy in the world. To this extent, the animals, even the animals who love their children and love each other, it's the reason why? Because Allah Ta'ala has distributed His one level of rahmah to this world, due to which the universe is in existence. Even animals, in the hadith it is stated that there was one companion, radiyallahu anhu, and he was passing by a certain place, and there he saw the trees. Yeah, you understand that tall trees, there are certain trees that they grow very, very tall. And there, a lot of the birds, they make nests in the tall trees, in the branches, and then they lay eggs. And he was passing by that tree, that locality, and he heard the crying of the chicks, you know, the baby chicks, the birds. And he thought, let me see what's happening, what kind of children they are. And he went towards where they were nesting, and he saw that there were children of the birds, chicks, babies. And what did he do? He picked up the chicks and he wrapped them into his cloth and came out. And he wanted to take them with him. When he left that vicinity, the mother bird saw that my children being taken. She started to swarm high above and fly above and float. And she was shrieking, the mother bird. And when he saw this, he realized, he put the children down and he opened the cloth. He opened the cloth, and as soon as he opened the cloth, when the mother saw the children, then she shot down, suddenly flew down direct, and she picked up her children and put them under her wings, feathers. And the Sahabi saw this closely and he was shocked and surprised, and he said, this much love that a bird has with her chicks and children, and that she doesn't have any worry that the man will hit me, because obviously birds run away from human beings. So she took her children and her wings and her protection, and then he took the other children, the chicks, and his cloth, and he went straight to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today I've seen a unique scene that I've not seen before, that I was taking the children away from there, the baby chicks, the birds, and the mother, I saw so much love in the mother, so much love in the mother, she didn't worry about her own life for her children, and for the sake of her children, she flew down directly to protect her children. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us this from before, And he, Rasulullah said that you made a mistake in taking those children from there. Don't make that mistake again. Don't repeat that mistake again. And from where you have taken those chicks, those baby, the birds, take them back and release them there. Because Islam doesn't give permission to do dhulm with animals. Then how can we even imagine doing dhulm with human beings? We cannot imagine that this is in Islam that a Muslim oppresses another person. And then what is stated further, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's guidance, that what you saw here, this example, the love of the bird, and you are surprised and amazed that this much love the bird has with his children, with her children. So listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his creation has many times over more love for his creation. So how can it be that Allah ta'ala doesn't want to send his creation to Jannah? Why would Allah want his creation to go to Jahannam? So Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy is azeem, is very azeem and vast. And we see a reflection of that in front of us. And ask your own hearts, that Ramadan Allah ta'ala has given to us, this is an example of Allah ta'ala's rahmah. It is just a small glitter, glow of Allah ta'ala's rahmah, mercy. Look how our condition has changed in Ramadan. What is our hal now? That we see the noor in the masjids, and we see people in the congregation in salah. We hear the recitation of the Quran. We see the majalis of dhikrullah. We see people hastening towards good deeds, giving sadaqat and khairat and money. And we see sins being ceased. We see people running away from sins and bad actions. What is all this? How have we suddenly changed? That Ramadan, it's not just Ramadan has come and we've changed. No. This is not the cause. That Allah Ta'ala has shown an example of his mercy. That look at my rahmah. Every night Allah's rahmah is there. And look at the manner of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. And Allah Ta'ala says that this rahmah, the mercy of Allah, it is affecting lots of people in different ways. That every night hundreds of thousands of people are being freed from hellfire. Every second, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are being saved, freed from hellfire. Hundreds of thousands of people's repentance has been accepted. Those people who's in whose destiny Jahannam, hellfire, had been written, recorded, they had committed big crimes, big sins. They were in a bad situation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, his mercy, that do you think is just Ramadan and that everything just changes and improves? No, there's something within Ramadan. What is that fact? Allah says, this is my rahmah, my mercy. And as long, if a person's far from Allah's rahmah, then he will not attain anything. So he's not even a human being if Allah's rahmah, mercy, is not there to assist. So we see the example, the demonstration of Allah's rahmah, which is taking place in Ramadan. There are 10 days, alhamdulillah, left remaining after today. Today we have the beginning of the final ashra, the final third, and we see in the 10, after these 10 days pass, look at the masjids, look at the shelves of the Quran, look at yourself, how many times will you read Quran, how many nafil nawafil you will pray, how much ibadah you do, how much you save yourself from sins, those same marketplaces, the same loss, the same sins, just like a cloud of noor came to hide us, conceal us and protect us, and suddenly it disappears and then we will be back to the same. Suddenly the heart will be heavy, darkness will loom over. Allah Ta'ala says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. And this is just a small glow and a glitter. Allah Ta'ala says, but I'm telling you for this reason, that these 30 days, don't go back to the same system after 30 days. Don't go back to the same darkness after 30 days. Allah Ta'ala is delivering a message to us that if you desire that you want to take the same reward and enjoyment, because Allah says, my enjoyment and reward is for due to my rahmah, my mercy. All of these enjoyments that you are seeing is due to my rahmah, my mercy. I don't let anyone get hungry or thirsty. I give strength. I let people do work at the same time. Every time Allah Ta'ala says, I look after everybody. And this is all due to my rahmah, mercy. And this is your situation. This is how you should do ibadah regularly, ongoing. Allah says, in the same way you should create a connection, a strong bond with Allah, with the Quran. In the same way you should be saving yourself from the sins, because you are the mu'min, you are the Muslim, you are the believer. You should be a good person. You should have an improvement to life and you should maintain that. Afterwards, not that you go far from Allah and that's just for 30 days you have come. How can we say? We say, Allah, you are right that we have improved, but this is your rahmah that brought us towards your nearness. And if it wasn't your rahmah, mercy, then we would not succeed these 30 days you gave us rahmah. So then the rest of the year, what should we do? Do we give up? Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Allah says, don't despair of my mercy. This is the hint I'm giving you. The direction that maintain this rahmah of mine with you for the rest of your life. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Don't think that Ramadan is the only month in which you can practice and come towards Allah's name. Allah says, if you understand my message, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, then the rest of the year you can continue as if it is Ramadan. The same enjoyment, the same taste, the same talawa, the same recitation of Quran, the same tahajjud, the same running towards salah, the same leaving of the sins, the same love with Allah. Allah says, you cannot do this. What's the reason? What's the reason? At the moment, Allah says, you are surrounded by rahmah, and after this, you will go far from my rahmah. But my rahmah is in existence, Allah says, Subhanallah. My rahmah is in existence, it hasn't gone anywhere. It's there. It's your thinking, oh, there's only 30 days, I can earn just only in this month and practice. After this, I can't do anything, and I'll be useless after Ramadan and just earn in Ramadan. Allah says, this is your ideology, this is your thing. But I desire that the whole life of a woman should be the same way as if it is in Ramadan. And most definitely, Allah Ta'ala says that your life that you have made is made for this reason, that my rahmah is with you, Allah Ta'ala says. My rahmah is with you. My rahmah, I gave you the jalak of my rahmah, and I've totally made you like this, the way you should be. Every insan, every individual is here present. Allah may not happen that we don't continue after the way. If somebody passes away, dies, he will directly go into paradise. Due to his good situation, we're totally ready, prepared, no sin. Everyone's done tawbah, istighfar, repentance, pure, clean, nur, light, and the Quran, and taraweeh, enjoyment, and the sadaqah of Ramadan, and fasting, and giving your zakah. Person sitting, that just like if he closes his eyes and he goes straight to Jannah, paradise, and that's it. That's all his love. So why does a person destroy himself? Think. Why do we put ourselves into Jahannam, hellfire? Allah's given us a message. Allah's given us a message. We need to understand this message. So what is it that Allah Ta'ala is saying to us? That if maut was to come now, straight we'll go into paradise. But if after Ramadan maut comes, we'll go straight into Jahannam. So much difference. Why? What's the sudden change of climate? Suddenly it's hot, then cold, blowing hot and cold. Allah says, what's the reason? Don't you understand? Allah says, the reason is this, that this moment in time you're with my rahmah and mercy and you're a Muslim. Solid. You're going to paradise. But if the same rahmah and mercy, if you keep this with you your whole life, then you will always be prepared for Jannah, paradise after death. Always. And there are people like this, not one, two, in the thousands, in the hundreds of thousands, you will see people who are prepared, ready, despite Ramadan. Somebody said, Hazrat, what is your regular practice in Ramadan? He said, the same way as I do away from Ramadan. I continue my practice in Ramadan. The same Quran as I read after Ramadan, I read in Ramadan, the Hajjud and love for the masjid. And this life of mine is the same, whether it's Ramadan or not. And there's no difference in my life. And there are people like this. But how much difference comes in our life? How much we increase towards positivity? We can't see anybody afterwards. So one thing is proven here, that if we want to do the right thing, then most definitely we can live our life correctly. We can. That today we are making effort. So tomorrow, why will this end? Just for this reason, that we are lazy and negligent and shaitan and nafs, and we have forgotten Allah, and we are ready to go into Jahannam? Is this why? These 30 days, ayyamun ma'dudat, Allah Ta'ala said. These 30 days, Allah Ta'ala says, you should know. But obviously we have not realized. I tell you the truth here. That can anybody think that 20 days we stay hungry and tired and exhausted and we don't realize that how fast it's gone? Allah says, that did you realize the 20 days have gone? In the same way, the 70, 80 years, if you pass in the right way when you come to me, Allah says, you won't realize that you pass that time in the world. Allah says, have courage, determination, change yours. Don't go back to your old ways after Ramadan. Go, stay the same, maintain yourself, keep yourself improved. Allah says, my rahmah is always there. And Allah says, I'll give you the tariqah of my rahmah, and that same rahmah will stay with you if you take hold of that method. If you take hold of that method. Totally, you will enjoy the same way, because Allah says, all of the enjoyment is in my rahmah. Not Ramadan. Ramadan, it comes and then it goes, just like the other months. So Allah says, if I put the rahmah in the other months, they would become the same. Increased nur and closeness to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, so the tariqah, the method I have given you and I've explained to you in the Quran what to do ongoing after Ramadan. But it's you who is negligent, who's lazy, you don't understand my Quran. Allah says, I've announced in many places in the Quran, and this is what I've announced, that beware, if you stay with my rahmah and mercy, you will stay as a solid and proper Muslim and you will be destined for Jannah. But when you go away from my rahmah and mercy, Allah says, then you will be destined towards Jahannam. But you don't take all of that method, that solution. Allah says, you don't come towards the rahmah, the mercy. So now we've understood, we've got the message that there's rahmah. If rahmah is in our life, then we will have the good life like we are passing in Ramadan. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there's rahmah, then there will be a good life, alhamdulillah. In the same way, there'll be love, and there will be ibadah, there'll be worship. We will save ourselves from haram, totally in the same way. Totally in the same way. If we don't have rahmah, then it will be a very bad situation, very bad conclusion, and totally we'll be in the minus at that time. So let's ask Allah, Allah remind us, Ramadan is here. So how do we attain this rahmah and maintain it throughout the rest of the year? Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. And if we realize, will we practice on this amal? Say it loudly, inshallah. Solid promise? True promise? Okay, mashallah. You're promising to Allah, not to me. You are promising for yourself. So that's such a big solution Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah says, if you keep this rahmah, maintain it throughout the rest of the year, then you'll be successful. So the example, so Allah, please tell us. Please, oh Allah, if we maintain a rahmah, your rahmah, will my shop, my business run, flourish? Yes. And if I'm sitting, will I be able to spend time with my wife and children? Yes, you will be. Will there be any difference to my life? And Ramadan has come still. Allah Ta'ala says, the rest of your life will pass in the same way, positively, and the rahmah will stay with you. Allah says, wherever my rahmah will be, you won't be able to sin, you won't be able to, you won't disobey Allah, you won't be able to sin, you won't delay your salah, you won't stop practicing the sunnah, and you won't discard the sharia, and you will have love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It will increase. So this is, and you will continue to work, and whatever you have to do, you have to run your shop, drive a taxi, run your business, make houses, buildings, etc. That's your job, that's your work, that's your need of life, your requirements of life, and you will not stop, and my rahmah will not stop you doing that, but there will be benefit that you will go beyond that, you will progress beyond that, there will be barakah. Okay, let's come, let's ask Allah, we need rahmah, your mercy, please tell us the tariqah. So Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, when my servant calls out to me, remembers me, then my mercy turns to him, pays attention to him. The Quran says this, I am not saying this. Allah says, when my servant remembers me, then what happens? What will come to him? If a person, if he remembers his Lord, his Creator Allah, then what will come to that person? Tell me. What result will come? Allah Ta'ala has told us clearly, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, when you remember me, when you do my dhikr, then my rahmah will turn to you, will pay attention to you, focus on you. How? Allah Ta'ala says that one hand span, when a person, if a person comes to me a small amount, Allah says I will come to him and hand span. And if a person comes to me one hand span distance, then Allah Ta'ala says I run to my servant. Yes, and you have to make the initial start. You have to make that move. Allah says you have to do my dhikr and remember me. Look how great an action is the dhikr of Allah. Tell me. How great. That as long as you keep doing my dhikr, Allah says, that my whole rahmah and mercy will turn to you and pay attention to you. Allah Ta'ala says, if you are distressed, do dhikr and your distress will go away. If you have problems, do my dhikr, Allah says, and your problems will go away. They will become distant. Allah says, if you are trapped in sins, do my dhikr and I will save you from the sins. If you are running towards Jahannam, hellfire, do my dhikr, and I will turn your direction away from Jahannam. Fadhkuruni, this is the tafsir of this verse, ask any mufassir commentator. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. When my servant, Allah says, remembers me, when he does my dhikr, then when he does dhikr, and the hadith is stated, Allah says, the person does my dhikr, remembers me, Allah's rahmah comes to him in such a way, Allah says, I make him my beloved. I make the dhikr my beloved. Why? Because this is the path to get to me, Allah Ta'ala says. For getting close to me, near to me, to come to me, close, Allah says, there's only one way, which is my remembrance, my dhikr. Wala dhikr Allahi akbar. Allah says in the Quran that this is a great deed, the dhikr of Allah. Why is Allah Ta'ala said it's a great deed? Because dhikr of Allah will make you my beloved, Allah Ta'ala says. So it's a great reward a person gets by doing the dhikr of Allah. And we see this, our history is testimony to this, history is present, that in the world, all the good, pious people, awliyaullah, pious predecessors, everyone who's passed before today, if you look at their life, their history, then we'll see a pillar in their life. And what is that pillar? The dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. There's no friend of Allah that you will see who didn't do the dhikr of Allah. If we look at their lives, alhamdulillah, we'll be surprised that this much dhikr the person did in his life. This much dhikr. Why? That is why we see how their lives were made. That's so much dhikr in the life. Then tell me, the rahmah, the mercy of Allah, how much rahmah and mercy of Allah must have been with those pious predecessors. But the shaitan makes us ghafil, lazy. Oh, no, leave this. Don't go here. Don't do this. Beware. Listen to Allah's direction, not shaitan. When the whisper of shaitan comes, shaitan stops us doing dhikr, tells us not to remember Allah. And Allah says, dhikr, my remembrance, the same. If you do a little bit, you'll get a little bit of mercy. Allah says, if you do a bit more, if you do remember me in the morning, you'll get remember me in the morning. If you continuously, regularly do my dhikr, Allah says, then in abundance, in a high quantity, my rahmah will come to you, Allah says. In high quantity. So Allah Ta'ala says, my mercy will come to you in high numbers, big quantity. How? Just like Ramadan came, and if you ask any friend of Allah, a pious person, he says that all year long I see Ramadan. It's just like I'm in itikaf and I'm remembering Allah, because Allah's rahmah is always with those people. Always Allah's mercy. And rahmah goes and Ramadan goes and we're free. But the walis of Allah, rahmah sticks with them. They maintain it. They continue. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah has written a hadith in his kitab Fazaili Amal, a beautiful hadith about the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in this hadith, these are the words of the hadith, amudan man nurim bayni yadayil arshi, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is a pillar of nur, divine light, a pillar made of nur, divine light. Amudam man nurim, subhanallah. Where is this pillar? Baini yadayil arshi, next to the arsh. So one is, there is a pillar made of nur. And what is that nur, that divine light? We cannot understand or realize what nur it is. Why? Because where is this pillar? This pillar, it is yadayil arshi, it is stood next to the arsh, in front of the arsh ilahi, the throne of Allah. So imagine, it's nur, divine light, our minds cannot contemplate and understand. As a Shaykh al Hadith has narrated, included this hadith in Fazail Iman. And then imagine how great a pillar this, and what is this? Fa'idha qala al-abdu, fa'idha qala al-abdu la ilaha illallah, that when a person on the earth does the dhikr of Allah, imagine this now, the power of dhikr. And this is the power of the dhikr of Allah. Listen to this, brothers. So what is the dhikr of Allah? So he stated, I'm reading this hadith to you, that when a servant of Allah, فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, on the earth, when any man does the dhikr of Allah, remembers Allah, then what happens? Allah, subhanallah. What happens? اِحْتَزَّ ذَلِكَ الْعَمُودُ. What happens? Then that pillar, فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اِحْتَزَ ذَلِكَ الْعَمُودُ. Then what happens is that pillar starts to shake. Allahu Akbar. So what, tell me, is the hal at that time that the servant of Allah is on the earth doing the dhikr of Allah, and that pillar is next to the arsh, in front of the arsh at that time, and it's shaking, and Allah Ta'ala sees that pillar shaking, and then Allah Ta'ala says, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ. Allah asks that pillar to stop. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى اسْكُنْ اسْكُنْ. Why are you shaking? And then that pillar says, فَيَقُولُ Allah كَيْفَ اسْكُنُ كَيْفَ اسْكُنُ. Why shouldn't I shake? Why shouldn't I shake? How can I stop that? وَلَمْ يُغْفَرُ لِقَائِلِهَا فَيَقُولُ إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ. Allah, your servant is remembering you. فَيَقُولُ إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ. And still you haven't forgiven that person. وَلَمْ يُغْفَرُ يُغْفَرُ, that your servant is remembering you on the earth, and Allah, you haven't forgiven him yet. The Mufassireen, the commentators have said that the shaking of the pillar, subhanallah, it is the result of that dhakir. The pillar sees the love of the dhakir, and that pillar of nur, divine light, it is interceding to Allah, that Allah, due to your rahmah, mercy, don't look at his sins, he's remembering you now, the dhakir. Allah, forgive this person. Allahu Akbar. Have you heard this hadith before? Subhanallah. Great hadith. And then what does Allah Ta'ala say straight away at that time? لِقَائِلَهَا فَيَقُولُ. Allah Ta'ala gives answer straight away. No hesitation. Allah Ta'ala just wanted to hear the dalil from the pillar. Why? Because Allah wanted to hear the arsh. The pillar of the arsh also becomes a witness. Allah wanted this so that the dhakir who remembers Allah, Allah says, I want the pillar of my arsh also to be a witness, to testify for you. So Allah Ta'ala gives the answer. فَيَقُولُ إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ. You say that I have not forgiven him yet. You're saying I haven't forgiven that person yet. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَيَقُولُ إِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ. Go, I have forgiven this person. I have forgotten his sins. Everything has gone. لَهُ فَيَسْكُنْ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala says that I've forgiven that person. Thereupon Allah says, well, I've forgiven him. And Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi, has a Shaykh rahimahullah, has given this explanation here, that he said that, listen, Allah Ta'ala, a very great point is coming now, very beneficial. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person do his dhikr who Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. Subhanallah. And otherwise, how can a man dare? This is Allah's rahmah, His mercy, sadaqah that He gives ijazah, that do my dhikr, remember me. This is not some minor point, that a person for 40 years sits in the morning to remember Allah, for example, and if he never forgets and stops his routine, that after Fajr until sunrise he doesn't move unless he does the dhikr of Allah. This is Allah's rahmah, mercy, my friends. This is Allah Ta'ala's fadl. This is not the strength of man, that this much istiqamah, this much steadfastness, that 40 years pass in his life, but never a time comes that from Fajr until Ishraq sunrise that he has not remembered Allah. A person's regular steadfast. And a person, can he leave Allah's order? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that remember me. Every day Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, my link with you, my servant, if you want to live in the shade of my assistance, then you'll have to create a connection with me. You'll have to create a connection with me. If you want to go far from my rahmah, then you will have the life of an animal. And the difference I have shown you in Ramadan, the contrast, that the person who lives under the shade of my rahmah, mercy, look how he enjoys himself and he's good. But that person who goes far from my rahmah, my mercy, you know how he stays and how he lives his life. Person doesn't have an awareness of eating, drinking, halal, haram, lawful, unlawful, and his life is worse than animals, and he doesn't even know that when do I prostrate to my Rabb, and when should I prostrate to my Rabb, and when should I do ruku, when should I leave haram, when should I leave the sins and the darkness, what has Allah Ta'ala told me to leave, what has He told me not to leave, that this is a life worse than the animals, and we are breathing due to Allah's rahmah and His mercy, and we disobey Allah. Is this a life? Allah Ta'ala said that I've given you both things, differences in your life you can see. The life of obedience and the life of disobedience. Allah says, if you want to live in accordance to my rahmah, in parallel with my rahmah and mercy, Allah says, if you want to benefit from my rahmah, then there's only one tariqah, one way to do that. The dhikr of Allah, my friends. The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. What a great point here. Allah Ta'ala says, only person who does my dhikr, who I want to forgive. A very beautiful point comes out of this hadith. So it's proven here that the person who does the dhikr of Allah, the dhakir who does dhikr, who loves dhikr, Allah's remembrance, inshallah, he will be forgiven upon forgiven. This hadith tells us this. Allah Ta'ala says that I forgive that dhakir. Allah says, I want that person to do dhikr who I want to be saved, who I want to forgive. Allah says, if I have no link with anyone who I don't love, if I don't love people, but then Allah Ta'ala says, the first thing I do then is I take them far from my dhikr and I instill hatred in the heart, person's heart from dhikr, and I stop the action straight away. That enmity, that fear comes to the person's heart. A mu'min and he dislikes Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. A mu'min and he sees dhikr is happening and he turns his face and leaves. A mu'min, a believer, and there's a gathering of dhikr taking place, upon which gathering Allah Ta'ala says that when there's a gathering of dhikr, like this gathering is here now, taking place. And for this gathering, Allah Ta'ala, especially in the heavens, and sat down angels, seated them, especially for this majlis gathering. And as soon as this gathering starts, Allah says, go. And all the angels start descending from the heavens, from the skies. And all these angels are looking that this gathering of dhikr is taking place. And people see, oh, these are the angels who come to the dhikr gathering. Just like we say, oh, this group of dhikr, the dhikr jamaat. Why do we call people today the dhikr jamaat? Every Muslim should be doing dhikr. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Mad people, look at their style and manner. Not us, oh, it's them. They're doing dhikr. We don't have to do so. Oh, they are earning rahmah and mercy of Allah. Where are you? May Allah forgive them. They're saying from their own mouth, oh, this is the dhikr group, the dhikr jamaat, the dhikr sect, the dhikr cult. So this is good news for those who do dhikr, because others are saying from their own mouth. So brothers, what jamaat do you belong to? Which group? If Allah Ta'ala says someone does my dhikr, my rahmah is with my person, I'm with that person. So where are you then? Everyone should say that we are walis of Allah, we do the dhikr of Allah, we remember Allah, and we are the dhikr group. And you're saying to one person he belongs to the dhikr group, the dhikr jamaat, these are the dhikr people. How sad. Muslim is saying to another Muslim, no, I don't do dhikr, these people do dhikr. Go to them, they'll tell you what to do. These words should never come from the lips of a person that this is that group or that group. This group does this and that group does that. No, we shouldn't say this. How can it be that every branch of Islam, every subject of Islam, every sector of Islam, and whoever's working for the deen of Islam, he's doing the right thing, and this is the right upon every mu'min. Every mu'min should do the right thing and try to promote Islam, progress Islam. No, not this person, that group, this sect, that group. Everyone is a Muslim. Whatever tawfiq, ability Allah has given to everyone to do some work of the deen, he should continue that and improve that and increase that. You understand what I'm saying? So there's no jamaat here. There's no group here, no. These are those people that Allah Ta'ala is giving the mercy to these people. That these are those people who do the dhikr of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala says, I've forgiven them, and I'm announcing this in the world. In the world I'm announcing this, Allah Ta'ala says. Subhanallah. So my brothers, this is a very great conclusion. We understand Ramadan has taught us a very great point. What a beautiful point it has taught us. That if you live with Allah's rahmah, you will live a positive life. If you stay far from Allah's rahmah, then it will be a negative life. If maut comes in Ramadan, you'll get Jannah. Isn't it? Paradise, because you're living with rahmah. And if you get maut after Ramadan, then it could be Jahannam if you go back towards the sins. So why don't we do this, that even if we die after Ramadan, then we'll be the people going to Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Do dhikr, remember Allah, and do good amal, good deeds, everything. Dhikr doesn't say that don't read Quran. Dhikr doesn't say don't pray salah. Dhikr doesn't say that don't read the kitabs, don't do tabligh or propagate Islam, or don't go on chillah. Dhikr says do everything. Dhikr, does it prevent anyone from doing anything? That if this is the deen of Allah, the whole deen of Allah. Is Allah Ta'ala saying, leave my deen? If Allah Ta'ala is telling us, do dhikr, is Allah saying, don't do other actions? Astaghfirullah Rabbi, Astaghfirullah Ta'ala Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa tubli. That everything do, Allah Ta'ala says, do everything, but don't forget my remembrance. Don't forget my dhikr. Do hajj. Allah says in the Quran, do hajj, but don't leave dhikr. Is this not the case? Is this not what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran? Allah says, do hajj, but don't forget my dhikr. Go to the mataf, but don't forget my dhikr, Allah says. Go to Muzdalifah, but don't forget my dhikr, Allah says. Is Allah not saying this? In the same way Allah is saying, whatever you do in the dunya, do all the work of the deen. Everything is number one. First class, do all of the actions of the deen. Propagate the deen, all jamaats, mashallah, doing the work of the deen. Allah Ta'ala selected people for the work of Islam. Allah Ta'ala will give solid progression and promotion due to the work of Islam. But whatever work you do in the world, tafsir, Quran, read, mufassir, commentator, alim, hafidh, qari, and become a da'i and do da'wah, propagate Islam. But when Allah Ta'ala says for hajj, do my dhikr and keep on doing my dhikr, then will Allah not say keep on doing dhikr, whatever you're doing in your life? Simple solution, because they are fadail of dhikr and the rewards are separate. They are ongoing and there's good news, glad tidings for the dhakreen. So is dhikr telling us to stop other actions? No, dhikr gives strength and gives energy to do all of the actions of Islam. This is an ajeeb thing nowadays, that this is the group of dhikr, that's the jamaat of dhikr. Everyone's a Muslim, everyone's brothers. Put your hands in each other's hand and travel along the journey of Islam, and with happiness going to paradise. No one should be against anybody. Everyone's on the right journey, on the same journey. So here's the proof and the guidance, solid, that my brothers, just like today we are doing dhikr of Allah, then if Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, if we want Allah's rahmah and mercy, then just like Allah's given hukm and the order, Allah's given a hukm and order, this is the order of the Quran. That Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran to us that remember me, وَسَبِّحُهُ بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا, remember me every day, morning and night with my name. And Allah says, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And Allah says, remember thy sustainer's name, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ, remember me by name. Allah Ta'ala says, do you understand what is being said? Everyone, everything is dhikr for a moment. Going to your wife is dhikr, eating food is dhikr. Look at the glory of Allah. If we do everything with the right niyyah, you stood at your shop, you're earning your wealth, that is also dhikr. You get a reward for this. If you're driving your car, you're driving your taxi because you want to earn for your children halal earnings, then you are dhakir as long as you are earning. And the hadith, it is stated that a businessman, a sadiq, his rank, his status on the day of judgment will be with the shuhada. With the shuhada, everything is dhikr of Allah. Every good action is dhikr of Allah. But here Allah Ta'ala is saying the specific, unique form of dhikr. The special form of dhikr here. Khas, special talqeen. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ, do that dhikr in which my name is mentioned. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, in which there is La ilaha illallah, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. In my name should be there. Allah says, do my dhikr when وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ, just Allah says, just like this, the hukum for zakah and hajj and praying salah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ, when بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا, in the morning you should be remembering me, O ghafil. Look, pick up your eyes, look, open your eyes, all birds remember me in the morning, leaves remember me in the morning. Allah says the morning is there and everything is busy and occupied in the dhikr of Allah. And they say, Allah, today you have given us the day peacefully, easily, and to keep our day with peace and ease, we don't know, is this earth going to be destroyed with an earthquake or a storm or a hurricane, or are we going to lose out everything, every leaf and animal? Everything is saying, Allah, Allah save us, that this is the morning, and we start the day and initiate the day with your dhikr, so the rest of our day it can pass with your fadl and your grace and mercy. O insan, I've made you ashraf, Allah says, and you eat the ni'mas of Allah, O shameful person, and you are nourished and energized by Allah Ta'ala, who's given you food and sustenance, and you are ghafil, and the whole universe is awake and doing the dhikr of Allah, and you are shameful that you are drowned in ghaflat at that time, and you are lying down on your bed at that time. You are sleeping? Is this justice? Is this justice with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That these, just for a few moments, that my Rabb, our Lord Allah ta'ala says that within a minute, for even a minute, we should not cut off the tie with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my morning, Allah ta'ala says, how should my morning be with Allah ta'ala's dhikr? And your evening, because the day now is diminished. And in the evening when you have to come to me, Allah ta'ala says, you have to come to me again. And then you have to take my rahmah again, my mercy. Then what will you have to do again? Allah ta'ala says that when you end the day, even the day would end with my, should end with my dhikr, with my remembrance. Even the day should end with my dhikr, Allah ta'ala says. Allah ta'ala give the tawfiq. Now we've understood this point. You understand everything now? A person who doesn't understand, put your hands up, then I'll explain again. Don't make excuses after, oh, I don't understand. There's no point left now. Everything is clear. So Allah, if I don't do dhikr, then it's my loss. It'll be my nafs and my desires that will take me towards Jahannam. Morning and evening, be regular, steadfast. Steadfast. Okay, you can't sit in the majlis, in the gathering. I'll tell you dhikr to do. Do that dhikr yourself, alhamdulillah, and you'll benefit. Very easy formula. Astaghfar, do one tasbih of astaghfar. How long does that take? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, one tasbih. That's two tasbih. After two tasbih, then we will do maraqba now. Silent dhikr in the heart. What will we do? We'll close the eyes. And this is a very great, 70 times greater this dhikr is. Close your eyes. Pay attention to the heart. The heart that has given us Allah. Pay attention to the heart and totally close your eyes. And for a few days, do this and your heart will become alive. And this is the dua of this faqir. And whoever's listening, then consider that I'm giving ijazah, permission for you to do this dhikr. Close your eyes, pay attention to your heart. And after paying attention to your heart, then you don't move your tongue. In your heart, you remember your Lord Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. That's it. وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Allah says, remember me night and day by my name. Allah says, Allah, you've given us a heart and I'm remembering you in my heart. 5 minutes, do this maraqabah, meditate silent dhikr every day, morning and evening. The Quran tells us that when you pass away, die, then your mouth will be the mouth of the dhakirin, those who remember Allah. We can't even do this. How much do we have to try? One istighfar tasbih, 2 minutes. And subhanallah wa bihamdihi, 2 minutes, and 5 minutes maraqabah. All your day will be full of barakah and rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Close your eyes, focus towards the heart, pay attention to the heart, and don't move your tongue. Even if you have thoughts and whispers coming to you, don't worry, don't worry, don't have any fear. Allah says, just close your eyes, concentrate on the heart, do my dhikr. Doesn't matter if thoughts come, worries come, just have a watch next to you. Okay, today I've got 10 minutes, I can do dhikr for 10 minutes. Today I have 5 minutes, I can do 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a lot of time. Once from the heart to say Allah is so good that it's greater than the heavens and the earth, the thawab, the reward. Once. And 5 minutes, a person earns so much dunya, so much dunya. So that's it. Sit down and remember, make a solid promise in Ramadan that my morning should be good and my evening should be good, and I should go to sleep like this. If I don't have wudu, ablution, no problem. I have to go to sleep. In every way I have to do this, and make sure I do it in the morning and evening. I swear by Allah, I'm giving such a great formula that this will save us from Jahannam and will take us to Jannah, paradise. And this is the good news coming from the Quran. Do we all understand? One tasbih of istighfar. One tasbih subhanallah wa bihamdi. And after that, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes, however minutes you can and you desire, give you ijazah to do this dhikr. Close your eyes, pay attention to your heart. And after paying attention to your heart, don't move your tongue, don't let any noise come out of your mouth. Just think in your heart, Allah, Allah, Allah. Inshallah, very quickly you will see that the noise is coming from your heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. This will be the kamal of this dhikr. And when you get to this point, then do dua for this fakir in that I can pass with iman and go to the akhirah. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. Okay? So let's begin. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.